Why? Because nirindriya, I don't have any indriya. Very simple logic. Then he says in number 33, amanastvatname dukkaraga dvesa bhayadaya. Amanastvat, I am not even mind. In the earlier verse is negated, I am not the deha, I am not the body. Now he says, I am not the mind also. Therefore, na me dukkha raga dvesa bhaya. So I don't have any dukkha, dvesa, raga, bhaya. These are all characteristics of mind. In Jagrat avastha, we experience all these things. In susupti, no raga, no dvesa, no bhaya. So these all belong to the mind. Is it written somewhere? Yes. Aprano yamana subhra ityadi sruti sasana. Sruti sasana, it is written in Upanishads, in Sruti. That Brahman, that Sudatman is aprana, amana. There is no prana, no mana there. That we have seen many times. In Isavasa Upanishad also we saw that. That Atman is without any gross body, subtle body and causal body. Prana relates to subtle body. Gross body, but good, you will get a candy today. Prana relates to subtle body. But sometimes you find it is attached to the gross body also. But better is we should group it in the subtle body. Aprana, amana. Mana is in the gross body. Causal body? No. Subtle body. Good. Now comes the beautiful word. Then who am I? You are negating this thing, this thing, this thing. This thing. Tell me who am I?
Nirguno nishkriyo nityo.
Nirguno nishkriyo nityo.
Nirvikalpo niranjanah.
Nirvikalpo niranjanah.
Nirvikaro nirakaro.
Nirvikaro nirakaro.
Nityamuktosmi nirmalah.
Nityamuktosmi nirmalah.
Nirguno nishkriyo nityo. Nirvikalpo niranjanah. Nirvikaro nirakaro. Nityamuktosmi nirmalah.
In this verse you will find everything start with ni. Each word start with ni. And in vocal training you start with sa re ga ma pa da ni. You can't stay in ni for a long time. You have to put in lot of effort to reach there, is it not so? So this also, to get that, you have to put in lot of effort. How is that? Nirguna. Guna means what? Guna means rope. In Sanskrit, guna means rope. And what is the function of rope? It binds. So all guna binds us. So maya is triguna. Not maya has triguna. Maya is triguna. And these triguna binds us. And how is he? Nirguna. Nirguna means without guna, without maya. That means maya rahit, nirguna. We see the play of guna in the whole world. So from the known to unknown we are going. So we are seeing guna here. The function of guna we see, sattva, rajas and tamas. And how is he? Nirguna. Nirguna. In our this chart, BMI chart, where do you put this nirguna, maya?
We.
Vasana. Vasana is maya, prakriti, yog maya, avidya, agyan, prakriti. It's all vasana. So that means subtle, causal body is negated. You have to derive inference from each word. Nirgun means causal body is negated. In individual, causal body is there. And what is that? Vasana. And in the Brahman, Nirgun. Nirgun means no causal body. Niskriya. In this whole world we are seeing the action. Kriya is going on, continuously Kriya. So he has to be different from that. That means Kriya Rahita. Kriya Rahita means Niskriya. And in our body, which one is our Rajasic part? No? Kriya. What is made from the Rajasic answer? Pancha Prana and Karmendriya. Karmendriya. So five Karmendriya. So this Prana and Karmendriya relate to which body? Subtle body. So Niskriya means subtle body negated. In the first word we negated Karan Sarir, causal body. In the second word we negate subtle body, because the Kriya is done by Panch Prana and Panch Karmendriya, organs of action, and these relate to subtle body. Therefore Niskriya. Niskriya means I don't have any subtle body. Then Nitya is there, we will take later on Nitya water. Then Nirvikalpa. Nirvikalpa means, Vikalpa means thought. And what is the definition of mind? Flow of thoughts. So thoughts are in mind. And mind relates to which body?
Subtle body.
Subtle body. Again subtle body negated here. Nirvikalpa, that means I don't have subtle body. Nirvikalpa. Niranjana. Niranjana means anjan. Anjan means dirt. Anjan means dirt. This dirt is what is here in anjan. This is dirt here. Vasana. Niranjana. That means I am other than causal body. So for the causal body we got two words, Nirguna and Niranjana. And for subtle body negation, Niskriya and Nirvikalpa. Then comes the Nirvikara. Nirvikara means no modification, no change. Nirvikara. Where do we find Vikara? In the gross body we find Vikara. Six modification, asti jayate vardate viprinmate apaksiyate and vinasati. Therefore by the word nirvikara, gross body is negated. Vikar is in the gross body. Nirvikar means there is no gross body. So in that Shuddha Atman, there is no gross body. Nirakar hai, akar. Akar means form. So we see the akar of what? Of the gross body. All the gross body has got different akar. What is the difference between so many people sitting here? It is because of this different akar, different form. That's all. Raw material is one and same. All made of Panch Mahabhut. But akar is different. But he is nirakar. Nirakar indicates he has got no gross body. Akar relates to gross body and he is nirakar. So negation of gross body, nirvikara and nirakara. So we have negated gross body, subtle body and causal body. Gross body is indicated by nirvikara, nirakara. Subtle body is Niskriyo, Nirvikalpo. And the causal body is Nirguna and Niranjana. Negated. All three bodies negated. In Shankaracharya's definition also you will find the first line, Sthula, Sukshma, Karan, Sharira. Same thing again here in different form. All three bodies are negated. Then who am I? So now three words are left in this
verse. One is Nitya in the first line. In the second line you will get Nitya Muktosmi Nirmalaha. Asmi means I. So I am Nitya, Nitya Mukta and Nirmala. Good. What is Nitya? Nitya means without any change, eternal, Nitya, continuous. Not affected by time, kalatita. Nitya Mukta. Why is Nitya Mukta? Always liberated. What binds us? Is the causal body, na? Agyan. Because of the causal body, we get gross body and subtle body. That is the cause. And he has got no causal body, no gross body, and no subtle body. Therefore, he is Nitya Mukta, always liberated. Are you getting the science behind it? Nitya Mukta, ever liberated. Then, you see the guna binds us. That is why I started with guna means a rassi. Rassi means a rope. In Sanskrit, guna means rope. And the function of the rope is to bind. And all this causal body, gross body and subtle body is made of guna. Sattva, rajas and tamas. Therefore, they bind. But he is nirguna. Since he is nirguna, without maya, maya rahita, therefore nitya mukta. Nitya muktosmi, nirmala. Nirmala means without dirt. Without dirt. Dirt is always different from the object. Dirt is always different from the object. So that means there are two things, dirt and the object. Nirmal means advaya, non-dual. You have to derive meaning this way, you know. Nirmal means pure also. But now I have derived, nirmal means non-dual. Advaya. Because dirt is always different from the object. And he is nirmal. Like we see in the gold, when it is 24 karat gold, you can't make ornament. You have to add something. And that is called mala. Mala means you add copper, silver, brass to make it. So that we can make ornament for that. That is we add to it. So that is all mala. But this is nirmala, non-dual, without anything else. So you have to sit down and meditate on this verse. You have to negate six things and accept three things. What we have to negate? Negate nirguno, niskriyo, nirvikalpo, niranjana, nirvikaro, nirakaro. Six things you have to negate. And what we have to accept? Three things. Nitya, Nitya Mukta and Nirmala. If you meditate this way, before you sleep, then the first thought in the morning will be like this. Who am I? Then you will say Nirguno, Niskriyo, Nityo, Nirvikalpo, Niranjana, Nirvikaro, Nirakaro, Nitya Muktosmi, Nirmala. I am this. So 31 to 36, you should try to memorize and meditate on it. These all relate to the Atman, the Tattva. You see, now anything can be defined in three ways. You have listened to this earlier also. Swarup Lakshan, Tatastha Lakshan, and
Tattvod.
And anything can be defined in three.
Atma kaha. In that three lakshans are there.
We discussed all these things. Swarup lakshan, tatastha lakshan, atad vyabriti lakshan. Atad vyabriti lakshan. So now you see the definition of आत्मा गिवन बाई शंकराचार्य इन तत्व बोध है, स्थूल सूक्ष्म कारण प्रतिरिक्त पंचकोशातीत सन अवस्था त्रय साक्षी सच्चिदानंद स्वरूप दैट इज आत्मा. सो व्हाट इज स्वरूप लक्षण? स्वरूप लक्षण इन दैट डिफिनेशन इज सचित आनंद. यू डिफाइन ए थिंग अकॉर्डिंग टू द क्वालिटी ऑफ दैट थिंग, लाइक शुगर. What is the quality of sugar? Sweetness. So that is the Swarup Lakshan. Similarly in the definition, we have got the Swarup Lakshan. Can you tell me the Swarup Lakshan given in this verse? Can you find out? Nirmala, when you think as a non-dual, then it is okay. That is Swarup Lakshan. What is Tatastha Lakshan? Tatastha Lakshan is defining it thing with reference to an object which is not integral part of that. No, tatastha lachan. What is tatastha lachan? Defining a thing with reference to an object which is not an integral part of the thing defined.
Crow on the house.
Crow is not the integral part of tatastha lachan. So in the definition given by Shankaracharya in Atmaka, what is the tatastha lachan? Stula sechna skaran sarir vatrikta pancha kosa titasan avastatra sachi sachidanan sarupa. What is the tatastha lachan?
All three.
Third line. You see, avastha tray sachi. This avastha tray comes and goes. You know? They are not the integral part of the Atman. The substance, the consciousness is always continuously there. On that consciousness, Jagrat avastha comes, goes. Sapna avastha comes and goes. And Susupti comes and goes. They are not the integral part of the substratum, the Chaitanya. They come and go. When one is there, other two are not there. Similarly, when I am identifying in a one division, all the houses are look alike, you know. Then if you want to say, which one is your house, then I will say, the house on which the crow is sitting. Crow is not the integral part of the house. But to indicate that, we say, yeah, this house belongs to so and so. That is bad. What is atad vyabhrita lakshan? Vyabhrita means negation. Atad, tad means that. I want to define that. Atad means which is not that. Vyabhriti lachan. Vyabhriti lachan. Vyabhriti means negate. Negate. What should I negate? Atad, which is not that. I want to define that. Tad. I want to define tad. There are many items on this table. I want to indicate a particular item. So what will I do? I will negate all other items. Atad vyabhriti lachan. In the definition given by Shankaracharya, which is atad vyabhriti lachan. Now swarup lachan you have already said. By the law of remainder, now you can tell which one is atad Stula, sutma, karan, sarir, vatirikta. That means these are negated. This is not Atman.
You are negating this.
I am trying to indicate the Atman. But we know stula, sarir, sutma, sarir, karan, sarir and panchakosa. I am saying stula, sarir is not Atman, negating. Sutma sarir is not Atman, karan sarir is not Atman, annamay kosh, pranamay kosh, manomay kosh, vijnanamay kosh, anandamay kosh, these are not Atman. So What are the words here which indicate atat vyavrati lakshan? Nirguno niskriyo, nirvikalpo niranjana, nirvikaro nirakaro. These are atat vyavrati lakshana. You see, in Ramayana also it comes. Now Ramji with other brothers, Ram, Lakshman and Bharat, Shatrughan, they all went to Mithila or Swayambar. And now Sitaji is standing in the palace on balcony with all the friends. And these four brothers are in the garden, in the palace garden, seeing the flowers and all that. Now the friends of Sitaji saying, "Batao, kaun hai Ram, kaun hai char mein batao." So in the ancient time, lady, they don't take the name of husband. Abhi to seedha naam se bulate hai. So the sakhi, the friends, they started saying, "Is that the fair and the tall one?" No. One is negated. Is it the short, the well-built one? Negated. The third one? Negated. Then the fourth one? One which is the Syam one, Syam one and the lotus eye. Sitaji just smiled. Atad vyapriti lakshan. This is not. And the one which she said, "Yes, this is the Ramji," just
that is tat.
That is tat. That is referred.
Accepted.
Atad vyapriti lakshan. Very good. Now we come to verse number 35.
Aham akashavat sarvam bahirantargatochyutah sada sarva samashuddhah nissango nirmalochalah aham akashavat sarvam bahirantargatochyutah sada sarva samashuddhah nissango nirmalochalah.
So how I am? So we have to, Shankaracharya is trying to tell us how is the swaroop of that Atman. Aham. Aham here means Shuddha Atman, not Aham. The Vachyartha, Vachyartha is Jiva. We always say, "I am doing, I am seeing, I am hearing, I am tasting, I am touching." That I is the, not the Shuddha Atman. But here, Aham one, he says, Aham Akashvat. Aham here stands for the pure self, Shuddha self. Aham Akashvat Sarva. How am I? Kusto example do. Give me one example. And the subtlest example which can be given, which is the closest to it, is the Akash. There can be no example for Aham. Why? Because Brahman is one. Kahan se dusra example leke aaye? Atman is one, Brahman is one. I can't give you an example. But closest to the, I am taking an example from the inner thing. Akash is drishya. Is it not so? It is born. It will be destroyed one day also. It is mithya. It is inert. But we know Akash. Akash has only one guna. Therefore it is subtlest. Akash has one guna. What is that guna?
Sound.
And earth has got five gunas. Therefore earth is gross. So the subtlest example available in this world is Akash. Therefore aham Akashvat sarvam. Akashvat, like Akash. is not saying that I am Akash. Akash vat. Vat means like Akash. Very good. What are the similarities? It is said bahir antargata. Bahir antargata. Antargata. Bahi, it is outside. It is inside. Space is inside. In this space, there are so many things. It is accommodating so many things in this space. And outside this also, the same space. Bahir antargata. Similarly, the Atman is inside my body and outside also. We are not able to see it. It is there in between me and you. The space, empty space also, it is there. But we are not able to see. Bahir antargata. Okay, and how is the next? It is said achyuta. Bahir antargata achyuta. Achyut means to fall. Achyut means never falls. Akash never falls. This morning somebody sent me a video clip. Cloud falling on the earth and rolling on the earth. I thought it is snow. Then it started rolling. But the Akash never falls. To fall means it never comes down from its own gunas. Achyuta. Never falls from its own guna. So nature, what is the nature of Achyuta, the Atman? Satchidanand. It always remains Satchidanand. Never falls from that level. Always like that. And the Achyuta, what is very famous to the gopis also. He used to play, Lord played, used to play with the gopis also. But never associated. He did the Ras Leela with them. And left them also. Achyuta. He did Leela. They thought he just, now the Lord Krishna is associated with gopis. No. Achyuta. He left them and went. Then Sarvam. Sarvam means what? Starting from Abhyakta to Vyakta. From unmanifest to manifest. From the Sukshma to gross. Whole thing. Sarvam. Sada Sarvam. Sada means which stays in three periods of time. Always there. Eternal. Nitya. And how is that? Samaha. Sama means equal. Always remain in the same mode. No likes, dislike. No joy and sorrow. No modification. Not getting attached to anything. Akash is also like that. Akash has got no likes and dislikes. No modification in it. No modification? Apparently there is no modification. Ultimately it is an inert thing. It will die one day. But no modification, not getting attached to anything. Similarly, Atma Tattva is also not visam. Visam means it never modifies, never changes. Therefore, in Bhagavad Gita also it comes samatva yoga uchyate. Samatva. It is also said nirdosa samam brahma. What is brahma? Nirdos, no dos. And how it is? Sama, equal. Samaha. Then comes the Suddha. Suddha means pure. Like space, we cannot contaminate space. We have contaminated other four elements. Earth, water, fire, air, we have contaminated. But now lot of people, now scientists say there are a lot of debris there in the space. Space shuttles are all there. Because there is no gravitational force there. They are hanging there. But that is hardly 0.001%. Normally you cannot contaminate. It's Suddha. Space is Suddha. Similarly, the Atman is also Suddha. And we have seen many times
yellow rose never makes a high. It is Shuddha. Very good. Nisanga. Nisanga means detached. We all say na asango ham, asango ham. Is not so? But we are attached to that. Asangoham, asangoham, we do it, but we all are attached. But when we sing that, oh, it's beautiful. Asangoham, asangoham. Nirmalaha. Nirmala means without any stain, without any tainting. Nirmalaha. Achalaha. Achala means no motion, no movement. Why? Purnatvat. Purnatvat means it is full. We say thasa thas bhara hua hai. There is, cannot move. For movement you need space. Thasa thas bhara hua hai. Achala. So we have to meditate on this verse. The moment we meditate on this verse, that aham akashvat sarvam, then what will happen? The moment you start meditating, I am Akashvat, no form will come in your mind. Akash, no form. The awareness is there. I don't want to go into Vritti Vyapti and Phal Vyapti. Akash is there. Then what will happen? All of the Vritti gone. We know this thing, when a vritti is there, all other vritti are negated, pushed away. So when you meditate, aham akashvat sarvam, then all other vrittis are gone. So practical thing, you have to be akashvat. Akashvat means broad-minded. Our mind should be broad. It's a good space. Children say, na? Give us some space. The parents always say, mere paas aao, beta, mere paas aao. And the children say, give me space, space. So Akash gives space. Same with the Atman. Broad outlook. How is our outlook? Arthvat, not Akashvat. In the whole Akash, there are so many galaxies, stars and Brahmand and solar systems. Our vision should be that broad. But how is our vision? Vision. Our vision is prithvivat, earthvat, chota sa vision hai. Our vision is small. So we have to think that I am all pervading. Sama nirmal asanga. Atma is like that. But no, this is an example. An example has got limitations. And the Akash is an inert thing. Is the first thing coming from that Brahman through Maya. And the best example anyone can give is only that of Akash. Akash is perishable. Akash is inert. But the Atman is different from Akash also. So we have covered 35, 36 onward. We have got 68 verses. We covered 35. Now the next session will be in September. After summer vacation. Why? Abhi to ek mahina baki hai. Next Saturday is our teachers meeting. There will be no Atmabodh. Then thereafter we get only one class, then again the combined session comes. Is it not so? The long weekend before that. Long weekend also. So chutti, chutti, enjoy chutti. And think about Atman. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om.
ओम शांति 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 हरि ओम श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम।